Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Conversational Fractionation. See, sometimes, while listening to someone like me, you may find yourself zoning out. This time, I'll be sure to wake you every now and then. So if you were to zone out, even with or without realizing what is happening, I'll be sure to make you awake. Once again, there are all kinds of things that can lead into trance, rhythm, even dance for some people. Rhyme and reason are things that live inside your mind. It's like a teasing that happens now and then, because when a sound is familiar and when it returns, it seems inside your mind almost like it burns a path from one place to the next while your mind relaxes. But then again, if I pause on a word that is simply heard, then it is in way more attentive, more special, like a highlight of a moment where your mind just finds the word in time and then relax. But awake is just there as well, because your mind enjoys this feeling of being brought down again and again, over and over like a rhythm, and then slower. Harking back to a previous rhyme where there was time for your mind to find a new place. And when we make and create a new space, who knows where you'll find yourself next. See, there can be times when your eyes are open and closed, when a blink is a flow into a next state. Forgetting to open your eyes after a moment of close is completely natural at times. Blinks that are slow feel like a flow into a reasonably wonderful glow, a pacing slower and awake. See, all of this is just a conversation. Or maybe it is a contradiction. Is the pause making you pay attention to the word, or is it drawing attention away from another? Like all good magicians, I'm not going to give away all my secrets just yet. But there's a few sprinkled here and there where I tell what's there, everywhere, and yet nowhere. Because there are places in your mind where you relax without thinking. And sometimes you do. Sometimes you think without even relaxing or knowing that you are relaxing, because it feels nice to relax, and yet you want to go deeper with every breath and wake again. Up and down, down and up. Sometimes you don't even know what side is which. Perhaps when I tell you to go down, you're actually waking, and when I tell you to wake, you go deeper. But that would be too confusing, so let's not make that happen just yet. It might happen later, but I'm sure I'll have some fun with that. I see your mind picking up the rhymes, sometimes sentences back. Maybe they're running in a pack, moving forwards, flowing from one place to the next, and then making some space for the next word when there's a bit of a pause, and a moment to pay attention to all the little clauses and places that I've put in these words, with an up and a down and a left and a right and drop that just seems to go on forever and ever, forgetting to blink, forgetting to think, and letting it sink into that place where it just feels so nice to wake again, feeling floaty and relaxed. Because it's okay to feel fractionated, to go up and down, to let the trance pull you down deeper and deeper, and then moving into a slower state. And yet, no matter how slow or how quickly my voice speaks the words, you'll hear whatever you want to hear, and it's heard deep inside your mind, where you relax even more and awake comes as easily as the next drop that flows from my words, helping your mind become floaty. Or maybe sinking, heavy or light, one of the two is pulling your might away from your mind, helping you to blink over and over again. And maybe you won't forget to think just yet. Maybe you'll remember to have those thoughts lost and drop. But maybe you're already lost in your mind, floating inside, sinking deeper in a light, heavy feeling, and wake. Maybe there's an up and maybe there's a down. Maybe there's a rhythm that shows you the crown to the deepest trance that you could ever find. Or maybe not. Maybe this is just a light-hearted rhythm to let you relax up and down, to let you move with a frown or with a smile for a while. See, the obvious rhymes are still fine as long as you're enjoying your time with me. And what will you see? What will you feel? How much is real when your mind grows heavy? Do you hear what is there? Do you know everywhere where there's nowhere to go but to listen and fall, to float deeper and sink higher and drop while you wake? Listening up and down, left and right, there's just so much to find. And it's not a fight, it's fun. It's fun to come along with all these things. And who knows what kind of drop may happen, what kind of floaty mental state your mind would relax now or later. Who knows what will happen? And is there a rhyme? Is there a tack, or maybe just a lack of a sensation floating in consideration for this conversation and this induction leading into a nation of fractionation, floating up and down, waking and dropping ever deeper? And that's okay, because the more you wake, the deeper you go, won't you? So does that mean that the wake pulls you down, or that the drop pulls you up? Or perhaps it's the other way around. Maybe the wake helps you to go deeper. Well, let's not confuse you too much, because there's not a lack of fractionation. Let yourself play out the words inside your mind up and down. Maybe you'll find that you can follow along with every word, and maybe not. Maybe you've heard every word and are sure that you're entirely unconvinced of everything that is happening right now. And yet I don't need to convince. All I need is to just find a place where your mind is entertained. A little bit of space where you can have a pause of your mind, your thoughts, lost inside a drop, a moment. Because all this is a moment where you find yourself floating even deeper, sinking higher, melting, meandering and wandering and wandering all across your thought. Maybe there are many, maybe there are none, just a few, falling in a new space. It's like a race between your thoughts to see who can relax the quickest. But once you forget to think, you won't know who the winner is inside. Because it's an inner thought that hides even deeper, from a wake to a drop, or a drop to a wake. Are you awake to listen? Or are you going too deep to realize that you've fallen even further? A slow blink may help you think less. Unless you want to think more relaxing thoughts, having ideas and sensation that listen to your mind even deeper as you see yourself relax. Can you see yourself in your mind's eye following along with these words, where you may find that the minutes go by so quickly? It's been more than 10. How much did it feel? And yet, is this just a moment where things become real, or am I teasing your mind, and is it secretly else? A little bit less or a little bit more, where you open the door into a deeper state, and where you find a mess of relaxation, a calm pool of disorganized order. There's an up and a down and a smooth flow across your mind, a glow where you'll find your space is a nice place to relax. So you can wake a little more and open your eyes, open a door and step even deeper into trance until the next blink helps you to forget to think, or maybe think to forget, drifting into a new bed, a new bit, a new piece. Or maybe your thoughts are simply on loan, lifting, drifting. Perhaps in this moment I've caught your mind, and maybe you'll find yourself following along, just going up and down, dropping deep without even really noticing anymore, because by now, every fraction, every moment, every little induction inside has coalesced into one big floaty state where you sink deeper into the conversation. And this is another moment where elation can help you to drift further. A smile on your lips, a happy thought in your mind, and relaxation pulling you deeper into the fractionation of this conversation. For the last wake may not be the last, there may be another, or maybe you've lost count already of all the thoughts that lost. Maybe they're missing, or messing with your head, letting you know that you're simply alive, floating, drifting, teasing with a rhyme. Will there be another wake, or was this it? Will there be a deeper drop after this? What would happen if the file would end? If my voice follows, that would depend, because as long as my voice helps you go deeper, you'll find yourself losing your mind wonderfully. Otherwise and elsewise, it's simply a time where your mind can reawaken itself at its own pace. As long as it's in a comfortable space, it might as well enjoy it. The suggestions herein are just a moment within. And then, after we begin, we've already ended. So I'm glad to see that you're still here enjoying your mind, floating with feelings heavy and light, listening to these words and seeing yourself relax. Thank you, and have fun.